For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
So look, we've spoken about it just a touch, but you know, I've been on the dating scene for a little while now.
Oh, yeah, it's like a solar eclipse or something. We only talk about this every couple of months. Mm. So, wow, we caught one. It only happens every now and then. What do we got?
Look, I have been on the apps and I've been talking to people. I've been doing God's work out there. I mean, you know, it's not often that I...
Is that really, his name?
Yeah, no. If only. If you know him, get in touch. But no, this it's been a bit of fun. So obviously talking to a bunch of people and just seeing what lands and just going from there. But I think I might be catfishing.
Oh. Well, normally it's like you'd be the one being catfished. Mm. So you're aware you're coming on a live radio show right now, Cross Shillong, saying you're the catfish.
Yeah, and it's not to do with pictures or anything. Like, you've seen I've shown you my dating profile before. It's just like normal photos. Well,
that's a fun fact. That's actually how we met. And that's why this radio show started.
That's crazy.
All right. I have to say that's a joke for the sake of my wife and child.
Yeah, who's a tidy little number.
My child?
No, your wife.
Okay, just clarify.
I hate this. All right, anyway, yes, so I have been talking to people and I've realized that I'm a bit of a catfish, and it's not to do with my photos or anything, but I've gotten to the stage of voice noting a few people, and I have realized I'm doing something with my voice that is crazy.
Okay.
I'm definitely making myself sound more girly than I am, because we know who I am. We're talking to me every day.
You've come from our bush.
The top end.
Top end. And sometimes you'll, like, your guard will be down and I'll hear this feminine energy come out of you. Mm. And it's like, who's she?
Yeah, I don't know what she is.
That's Lauren, not Davo, maybe.
That's right. Well, have a listen to...
This
is a little voice note of me sending to someone last night.
Hey, yeah, thanks so much for your message. Yeah, I'm having a really good night, thank you. Watching a bit of Married at First Sight. It's the finale, so of course after night the brain rot is over, which I'm really looking forward to. But yeah, how's your night going? What are you up to?
Who is she? Who is she?
I'm making my voice higher so people think that I'm a nice feminine lady.
That was beautiful listening.
No, thank you so
much. Many appreciations.
She seems like a really nice gal.
That is, seeing that live was also something as well. That was not what I was expecting whatsoever.
Well, do you know, I did have someone that said to me once before that my on-air personality might be a little off-putting.
I said that in confidence.
Like, take it or leave it, but clearly I'm doing this.
And it's like, you've got to remember, Davo, now this might sound brutal.
Mm.
You're doing it for men.
Oh, gross. Why? Why would you say that?
You don't have to. There's other options
out
there.
By all reports, it seems like I shouldn't.
Tim and Davo.
So yesterday I was telling you about a story about me and my ex-partner. When we were together, he used to get so frustrated with me because I'd never put lids back on things.
The main thing that I took out of that is it was like the protein powder, those big giant plastic tubs.
Yeah.
So you would take the lid off.
Yep.
Scoop, scoop, scoop.
Yep.
Lid on?
Lid back on, just not twisted. Can't tell you why. It's who I am as a person, right?
Right.
So then my ex-partner started leaving post-it notes on things like the protein powder, and it would say, twist to close lid. He did the same on the toothpaste, a bit of a permanent texture around the top. Pop, lid, closed. Because it was really grinding his gears. He couldn't stand me. I didn't know.
I was going to say, at the time, how were you like, tee-hee? Quirky Davo, just I ain't screwing on lids.
Well, look, I sort of would poke the bear a little bit because that's who I am as a person. And when I'd see the lid with the post-it note, I'd send him a video of me throwing the lid from a distance.
I just can't figure out why it didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, he would often say, I love her, but she won't put lids on things.
I mean, see, I don't know, like, I'm fine with the lid being rested on it. Like, I don't know, no one's grabbing that protein powder vigorously enough for it to be an issue. But obviously this man had demons inside that none of us could have predicted.
I was grinding his gears.
But like, there is that thing where you go, I love my partner.
Mm.
but.
Yeah.
But. Like, she could be in the car driving home right now.
Go
darling,
on.
My beautiful darling wife, I love you.
She's a tidy little number.
Yes, I love my wife.
But.
But she has no idea how to stack a dishwasher. Like, she'll put things in the most bizarre places. And it's like, it's not going to get cleaned. It's not going to get cleaned where you're putting that. There's no system. We could have put twice the amount of things in this. You're putting plates face down.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, she's getting it done. She's doing the job. She's putting the dishwasher away and she's getting on with it. But that's something that grinds your gears.
And in fact, the thing is, like, on the side of me versus her of who's grinding each other's gears, like, she has been completely numbed by me. Mm. And the amount
you've
of gears that have absolutely unlubricated, just rusted off. But there's this one that I have. And I just go, babe, just like, come on. Just let's do that. Let's think. Let's slow down and think about how we're stacking the dishwasher.
I would really like to have a bit of fun with our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners today.
And they are gorgeous.
They are so gorgeous. I'd love to ask the question or start the sentence by saying, I love my partner, but dot, 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 finish the sentence.
Yes.
Now, I went around the office today and I spoke to a gorgeous Loggie from The Breakfast Show, and here's what she said about her partner, Jimmy.
I love my partner, but I hate the fact that he salts his food before tasting it. That really pisses me off.
Ooh, that's perfect.
That was...
I didn't mean
there
to
we go, Davo. There we go. Thanks, Nice, for the feedback there. Man, she really lent into the pee there for
she
that.
She did. It was a strong pee.
See, I can understand why she's upset by that, but as someone who does exactly what her fiancé does... Because I know I want more. Whatever the house has recommended salt-wise, it's not enough for me.
See, I think her upset from it was that she's already seasoned it. So just try it and then go to taste. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's like, I think my wife is similar to me. It's like we're both salty. And it's like, yep, thanks. More.
But this more, is the more, thing. More. These are the little petty things that grind your gears around the household, and we want to open it up to you.
It's a fun game.
It is.
It's a good way to get it out of you. And again, remember, you're starting with, I love them.
Yeah.
I love them.
But I did go and have a chat to some people around the office and found out why they, I love my partner, but.
I love my partner, but he does not close cupboard doors, and we have self-closing cupboard doors.
He always shaves his beard right after I've cleaned the bathroom.
She always leaves the rubbish next to the bin instead of putting it in.
Oh, I love my partner, but it drives me insane that he refuses to put the bed pillows back on the bed. They belong on the bed.
I love my partner, but she always feels the need to post in community groups on Facebook.
Oh, no. That's a hard one to overcome.
But they are all so petty, and that's why we love it.
All right. Ebony in Corio. Start us off with, I love my partner, and then take it away from the butt.
I love my husband, but in the 18 years we've been together, he's never once cleaned the shower or even tried to.
Is it lack of knowledge or lack of care?
But you'll do a better job of it than I will.
Oh, Ebony.
I hate that.
Oh, I love your partner, but he sounds like an idiot.
That is Ebony, yeah. When it's like a fully assumed role, that they go, I'm not even. Like, it's one of those things as well in relationships where you go, like, to your partner, like, do you even consider doing it? And they just go, nah, just gets done, hey.
Oh, you're very nice, Ebony.
Have you ever had like a mini?
Of course.
Have you had like mini blow ups about it that have turned to bigger blow ups because of the shower?
A few.
Okay. Mm.
Have you ever left it and just seen? Wait until he sees the grime building up and goes, "Hang on, this is a bit gross in here."
Yes.
All right. I reckon it's time for one of those again, Ebony. So give us a call in a few weeks and see, and we'll see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
All right. We might have just ended that relationship.
Oh, sorry. I got a bit of passionate there.
All right, Julie in Lara, good afternoon to you. Take us away, please.
I love my partner, but he doesn't put the toilet seat down.
A classic.
Is that the end of the world? Like a toilet seat?
Well, yeah. Why should I have to touch it before I use it? I have to get paper, waste paper, because I don't want to touch it.
Yep. Hang on.
To put it down.
So you're talking about the seat rim. He lifts that up to do his standing wheeze.
And he leaves it up, yes.
Julie, I'll give you some advice that I live by. I don't touch the seat. you work on your aim and you go from there. So then no one's touching the toilet seat and the toilet seat is always down.
I am going to explain this to him tonight and I will put him on probation and see if he does it because it drives me insane.
That is really interesting you said that, Tim. I thought you sat down to pee.
Only at nighttime when it's, I can't see. It's actually way more. If you don't do it, stop lying to yourself. You're not a man.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I could be about to do something that's not so smart.
Oh, okay.
Now, I know that you might be thinking, Tim, sounds like you probably do that a lot of your life. And that's fair. I'm not a thinker.
I didn't want to say it, which I just think is great restraint from me.
It's also, well, you're quick to give yourself a compliment. Could have been like, Tim, it's great that you've beat the scandal there so that you didn't have to. But I think my wife's set me up for something.
Oh, okay.
I was getting a haircut today and something happened that's never happened when I've been at a barber. Now, given I've gone to a new barber.
I already know what this is. I already know. I don't want to say in case I hurt your feelings.
No, because I think you know, but I think, are you talking about my nose hair?
Yep.
No, it's not my nose hair. I do a mighty fine job of that my own. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a hairy cave. But something's happened with my new barber. I think I also, maybe tomorrow, I want to talk about how you break up with your old barber because I'm really struggling with that.
Okay.
My wife for years has really wanted to do something about some hair on my body that she's not a fan of. And she's like, I don't understand why you're not doing anything about it. I'm like, it's not bothering me. It's not bothering me. It's not bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
She has, I have some quite long eyebrow hairs, like 3 to 4 times the length of the other ones.
Yep.
That sit kind of towards the start of the eyebrow. So and when you push them in, it like goes most of the length of the entire eyebrow.
Yeah, I've got one of them. I know him.
Yeah, know him well. And a couple of them are grey as well. So she's like, they really stand out. And when they're not lined up with the eyebrow, they are quite noticeable. And like could hang down and get tangled in my eyelashes.
Jeez, kind wow, of really long.
And so she's always like, please just let me pluck them. And as you know, those thick eyebrow hairs, they went to get them out.
Yeah, but the satisfying feeling as a woman to be able to pluck a hair like that, honestly, is a 10 out of 10, mate, satisfaction. They'll be the most satisfied you've ever left her.
That's a guarantee. She, for her birthday, asked if she could pluck these hairs as a gift. She was like, for my birthday, Kate, will you let me pluck these hairs?
We love it.
And I was like, no. Rack off. Leave them alone. They're not bothering you.
So annoying.
They're not even bothering me. They're on my face.
Not a team player.
And I was getting a haircut, getting a beard trim, and the barber just gets a nice little comb, flicks it through the eyebrow, snip, snip, snip. Other eyebrow.
Yep.
Flicks it through, snip, snip, snip.
Beautiful.
And I went, oh, what's going on here? And he's like, oh, I just thought I'd get these eyebrows, mate. They're pretty long. And I immediately said out loud, did my wife set you up for this? He knows my wife.
Mm-hmm.
He very convincingly was like, no, this is just part of parcel. Like, this is what I'm doing. This is what I offer here at my service. Riverboy Barber, if you want to go to a great barber in Geelong West.
Nice little plug.
And I'm convinced that my wife's set this up.
Yeah. Well, her and I have been texting about some of your flaws, and that was part of the list. So definitely would say that she has set you up.
Okay. Do people do this in, like, do they?
Ignores it. Back and forth, you know.
I know what you guys text about, and I just think it's way too graphic to repeat on the show.
So, well, she's a tidy little number.
Yeah, and I don't trust her. I love her, but I don't trust her.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So I actually bumped into a little bit of a celebrity the other week, and I had myself a little bit starstruck.
Ooh, now pressure player is not a medal that I would put around your neck.
Absolutely not.
But you're pretty cool.
Thank you.
Outwardly.
Thank you. Yep.
you look cool. You look cool. And I've seen you act cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen you also try and fail. And I'm in the same boat as well. But yeah, like Do you mind saying the celebrity?
Well, look, I'll go through it. So what happened? The Melbourne International Comedy Festival is on at the moment. Yeah. It was up in the Big Smoke, obviously. It took the V-line the other week.
City
and
of
had a
Hook
look.
Turns. How do they do it? We'll never know.
I'll never know because I will refuse to drive in that city for the rest of my life. I'll be taking the V-line forever. But no, I was at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival and obviously a lot of comedians are walking around the city. Now, look, this comedian, he's not a household name. His name's Tim Blatt. He's a New Zealander.
Tim Blatt.
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 What Blatt. Is
Blatt. Blatt. Spell it.
I don't want to.
Blatt.
Because now I'm worried that I'm putting an L in there. That is Blatt. Not. Tim Batt.
Batt. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. But yeah. All right. So he's a Kiwi comedian. You're a big fan of it. And comedians are like, they're such a niche thing and you can really get into comedians and be like really about all their stuff.
Tim Batt.
Batt.
Anyway, I have followed his career for a really long time.
Yeah.
You know, it's someone that I've had in my earphones for many, many years.
So like
you
the
know.
Podcasts and like their specials, like you're watching, you're doing it all, consuming it all.
Yeah. So I have seen this man and I have looked at him. He's an old friend to me. He's a best friend. He's someone that I've known for many, many years.
Yeah.
So when I've seen him, it's like I'm catching up with an old mate. And I have fangirled this man and I had a lot of anxiety about it the next day, if I'm honest.
But I guess, like, especially like, well, the same with radio and podcasts and those kind of things. You listen over and over. You do feel like you know, especially for such a long time, you do feel like you know them. And so that's a weird dynamic when you actually meet that person.
Yeah.
Because that you know so much about them.
Heaps.
They don't know who you are.
Exactly. So when I've had this chat, very enthusiastic. It was a fine interaction. He was lovely, beautiful guy. I have added him on Instagram, which I didn't actually have him on there. I had his podcast, but
not his personal.
Not his personal one. So I've added him on there. He has added me back on there, which was really nice.
Wow, that's crazy.
Best mates, obviously. And I decided to send him a voice note just basically saying, hey, mate. So lovely to meet you on Friday. I have reflected on the interaction. I realize that I have treated you like you're my best friend, someone that I've known, and I'm a complete stranger to you.
Yeah.
All the best. You're a ripper. Yeah. Stay cool. Catch you later.
Yeah.
Davo.
Yeah. You get a response from that?
Yeah, of course. Okay, yeah, yeah. His response was like, look, you seem like a legend, so don't worry about it. You know,
but
that's cool.
It's a weird dynamic. But I imagine, did you realize in the moment when you were speaking to him, or it was afterwards, you go, oh, shit.
It was afterwards. I'd realize I had stars in my eyes. I was so excited to see this person. And look, this happens to people. Yeah. You meet a celebrity, you meet someone that's a big deal to you and you have panicked.
Well, because I guess does your brain kind of go like, I want to play it cool, but then when you bump into a celebrity in particular, you're not expecting it and you go, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love you. Everything. You're so funny and you're so smart and I follow you on all your platforms and I know what you have for breakfast.
Yeah.
So just really chill girl stuff.
Yeah. And look, I want to open the phones up to our listeners to find out who have you met and who were you starstruck by?
Yep. So I bumped into Hugh Jackman.
That is like, honestly your dream come
true. Like, and this was 10 plus years ago. I was a lot younger. And I was walking into a bakery as he was walking out of a bakery, kind of near where I grew up. And he opened the door to like let me in. And I just went, yo. And he went, yep. And then that was it. So we both just acknowledged that I knew that he was Hugh Jackman. I just went, yo. And he went, yep. And then I walked in and he walked out.
Oh, what a moment though. And did your heart flutter?
I was so excited.
Of course.
I called Mum.
Huge.
I called her straight away. We're going to hit the phones with this though. Megan in Lara's given us a call. Megan, who left you starstruck?
I've met two. So I've met Travis Rimmel from like Ragnarok from, and that was here in Geelong at the M5 Rodeo.
Okay.
And I was doing the awkward like, almost sex eyes from across the rodeo. Like, because I was looking and I was like, oh my God, is it?
Okay.
When I was 20 and I met Jared Padalecki from Supernatural. At the Melbourne Cast.
Wow. A tall glass of water, that one, mate. Far out.
Wow. And I'd walked past and I'd stopped and I've gone, no, no. Like full out loud thoughts. Nothing was internalized.
No.
And I've gone, no, no. Stopped, turned around, and I grabbed his arm. And I was like, Jared?
and obviously looked at me like, who's this crazy lady? Mm. I'm like, Jared isn't Jared Padalecki, like Sam Winchester from Supernatural.
Yep.
He's like, yeah. I was like, ah, hi.
Grabbed his
And then he hugged me and he kissed me on the cheek and then we got a photo when I left.
Starstruck works. Starstruck works.
Jared Padalecki, I mean, Gilmore Girls, Supernatural, so Cheaper by the Dozen? No, he wasn't in that one.
That's excellent handling from you there.
Gorgeous.
Megan. All right, we got Tim on the Surf Coast. Tim, who left you starstruck?
Brad Pitt.
Whoa. Okay.
Tell us about it.
So I was living in London and I got a gig with an Australian film magazine to go to a press junket where he was promoting his film Fury. And my fiance at the time, we were about to get married, and he was like, Tim, you have got to get a video of Brad Pitt saying, happy wedding day, Tim and Justin. And I was like, I can't do that. I'm a professional journalist here. I'm not going to do it. But I sort of, you know, summed up the guts, and there was this moment where there were some tables full of snacks and stuff. So I sidled up to him and, you know, started chatting. Hey, my name's Tim. I'm from Australia. I'm getting married soon. It was really lovely. It was all going great. And then this assistant comes over and says to me, excuse me, sir, but this buffet is for the talent, for the journalist here over there. And she points to a coffee urn over in the corner. And that was the end.
Good on you for going over there. I don't think I got the stones in me to do that, Tim.
I didn't think I did either, but my fiance was very persuasive.
Was he as majestic in real life as we'd think?
It's amazing. You just like, you'd ask him something and then he looks at you with those baby blue eyes and all you can think of is, oh my God, Brad Pitt is talking to me. Brad Pitt is talking to me.
Oh, so you wanted to call the wedding off.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.